sneeze.
Me too.
So,
dude. No, I wish it would last forever. The good day.
The sneeze.
Good day, Dudley.
It is, Richard. A good day. The good day program here to bring you up to date with the information that you probably would find important to discuss with people. You have a relatively big mind, then you'll want to be attached to our interpretation of what's going on. Rich McFadden in Washington, Ken Kessler in San Diego. The ladies are out today. Don't forget, tomorrow at this time, you will hear the next installment in our Dream Big America contest, my effort to bring you the best in entrepreneurialism. I believe America's future is with the small business man. It always has been, always will be. If we are to survive, we have to encourage entrepreneurialism.
Excuse me, sir.
So we'll do that tomorrow.
The small business person.
You're a small business person?
No. You said you believe that our future is with the small business man.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, Rich, you're right. Yes, yes, yes.
You know what? And,
yes.
Yes. I'm not sure what our percentage is, but on our Dream Big America contest, I'm thinking we're almost 50-50 with men, women,
winners,
entrepreneurs, that contestants, people who come forward with new businesses that are trying to grow their businesses into the next great thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're, I think it's about
Wesley Laporte was the winner last week. Michael Bazette was the winner the week before. Matt Reisman, where was he? Now, let's see here. The winner of the second week was Bizette. The winner of the first week was Will Coatley. I'm not finding...
So none of the women have won.
Well, no, I think
contestants have won yet.
In the first month, we had Allison Carenza from Looky Lou Light who won.
Yeah, I remember her.
She won the first month, as a matter of fact. Second month went to Ryan O'Neill. So we have had more men than women, which is very interesting because, as you have suggested, the stats would show that at least as many women, if not more, are starting their own businesses. So what does that say about who's voting? Maybe that's a way for those of you who want to support women entrepreneurs. I don't know who's going to be in the contestant ring this week on Dream Big America, but if there are women there and they have good ideas, you should support them with your vote because you can vote. We have each week, I think we had 4,900 votes last week for the winner, and more the spread is closer and closer. So, you know what you're remembering? Marcy Harris, who did that Pop Vox thing last week, Richie, that was very good. Yeah, it was. It was very, very good.
Very cool.
All right. So a lot of things going on here in this hour of the Good Day program. I'm going to, speaking of entrepreneurs, later in the hour, overview the 7 best-paying jobs you can get if you only have a high school diploma. Meanwhile, Obamacare and the government shutdown. There are a lot of people who are warning, this is it, those of you who are close to the media warning, danger, look out, everything's going to collapse, everything will stop, it'll be terrible.
Good.
So, the likely effects of a government shutdown that would take place a week from now would be, again, this is if they fail to strike a deal to fund the government before it runs out of money officially. I don't understand, if we don't have a budget, why are they going to run out of money? We haven't had a budget for 7 years.
I know.
So why is it that this date is arbitrary? And
how do they know when they're going to run out of money if they don't have a budget?
You know what? I think this is a lot of hooey. What it'll do is it'll cause furloughs for thousands of government workers. It'll cut back veterans' care. It'll be
national. But the furloughs, they always end up getting paid for if it's a government shutdown.
Right.
And the furloughs are taken this year because of the sequestration. They do not get paid for. But government shutdowns, they always end up getting paid for them.
Right.
So.
And if you're in the service, you may miss a pay period. Okay. What does that mean? You're going to stop? You're going to put your gun down? You're going to do what you're supposed to do? I don't think
they
so.
They won't do that to the service people. No.
The warnings are part of a 19-page advisory put together by Capitol Hill insiders. I always like that. The federal agencies are going to be out of money because of the so-called Anti-Deficiency Act. Except in emergencies and extreme dire situations, everything shuts down. Agencies, programs, everything. But they do perform. So those of you who see or somebody says, look out, national security, no. The security apparatus will be functioning. Don't let these people
They'll be happy to tell you that the planes are going to start falling out of the sky because the air traffic controllers won't be paid.
Won't be there. Yeah, nobody's going to go to work because they aren't going to get paid.
So why don't we tell everybody how they can have a little bit of fun and maybe get the message out about how crazy this is by going to our Facebook page, Ken?
Yeah, we posted an amusing thing that you should go check out and then share it and put it on your page and share the laugh. Dear Congress, last year I mismanaged my funds, and this year I cannot decide on a budget. Until I have come to a unified decision that fits all of my needs and interests, I will have to shut down my checkbook and will no longer be able to pay my taxes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll understand. Thank you very much for setting an example we can all follow.
Yeah. So we've had that up for just a few minutes now, and almost 20 people have shared it. So go share it with your friends, some knucklehead congressman or senator will share it and see it and do something about it.
Yep. All right. So that's that. Price of gasoline pretty steady over the weekend, I think. I usually judge it on what diesel costs because I have diesel in most of the vehicles I drive or have on my farm.
Aren't you making your own still?
Diesel. Well, yeah, we mix diesel fuel with
the biodiesel that you make.
Biodiesel consists of diesel fuel being mixed with various cooking oil. And so the tractors smell like fish when they go down the road or whatever has been cooked. Mostly it's fish, though, or French fries. It smells. There are a lot of them smell like French fries. It's fun. All right. Anyway,
it's better than the other smells that are coming from the farm.
Well, listen, it all depends on your point of view. A lot of people like the smell of manure. At this time of year when we're putting silage up into the silos, people walking around the barn, we had one of the busiest days we've ever had at the farm store on Saturday. For those of you who are new to the program, I have a dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. I have a dairy store there, and the store very busy this time of year. A lot of fall things we have in there, the fall ice cream pumpkin, for example. We went through 4 tubs of pumpkin ice cream on Saturday. Dutch apple, another favorite. I happen to like the fruity flavors myself, cherry vanilla and peach and you know that. But these are the apple is very good. And you can smell, we have apple pies now that we cook in the store. When you walk in, you smell that. Yeah, it's very good. Smells of the season, as it were. The cows smell every season. And they... in a few moments, I'm going to help you out with some job ideas for those of you who have a high school diploma. It's 14 past the hour. This is today's Good Day program.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands. From Samsung to Sharp, save $700 on a 55-inch Panasonic 3D Smart LED TV, only $999.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/28/13. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in the cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian Zing? They got Asian Zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
To tonight on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returns.
This is the voice.
And guess who's back? Christina and CeeLo together again with Blake and Adam.
I love Maroon 5.
Sorry, I don't know how to respond when you say something nice.
They're reunited and it feels so good.
He speaks one language over there.
It's called winning.
The voice returns tonight, followed by James Spader in the premiere of The Blacklist, the show USA Today calls the fall's best new drama, tonight on NBC.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. The ladies are gone. You can, however, find the deals from the Queen of Cheap posted at DougSteffen.com. The Queen of Cheap box brought to you by the folks at Kohl's. Expect great things at Kohl's. Now, best paying jobs, people who don't go to college. I'm not a believer. I don't like the rhetoric that suggests everybody ought to go to college because I think that's nonsense. In fact, there's so many people that have gone to college that don't have jobs, and if they had gone to a trade school and learned some things or on-the-job training. For example, if we go, we can do this.
Tell Steve Jobs and Bill Gates that.
What? They didn't go to the, well,
exactly.
They didn't finish college.
Right.
Right, exactly. All right, here we go. Here are some examples of good jobs you can get. Don't need a college education. Streetcar operators. For most of the big cities, streetcar subway operators, median annual income, $62,730.
Yeah. Here in Washington area, the metro operators.
About 10,000 most jobs in the country. Yeah. Fashion designers, median annual income, $62,860. There are 16,000 people that are now working for various fashion designers. Designers that get their use of computer-aided design technology is what they need to know. They don't have to go to college for that. Power distributors. This is the monitoring of electricity from generating stations, lines of distribution, that sort of thing. Repairs and emergencies, $71,690 a year for people that are working for NSTAR, let's say, or the National Grid or Edison. That's those kind of people. They don't need to go to high school. They get trained to operate that equipment and to know how to use electricity. It's a skill, and they get paid well for it. Detectives and private investigators. Average $74,300 a year. There are 109,000 people involved in the private... Wow, this is really interesting.
Really?
Private detective work now employs over 100,000 people. And their pay is good. Some of them make more than $100,000 a year. They begin their careers as police officers and expand into because they get on the job training if they're detectives.
Yeah, a lot of cops will do the second career
right.
with that.
Let's see here. Airline pilots, co-pilots, and flight engineers, median annual income $114,200. I'm on the fence about this. I think I want the pilot of my plane to have gone to college.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I just they become good technicians, and that's what good pilots are. They're good technicians. There are 66,000 people who are pilots in this country. Do you realize that? 66,000 jobs flying airplanes. Most of them are commercial, some private. Bob K's son just graduated. He's got a great job.
Yeah.
Making a lot of money.
But by your own admittance here, you think that it's college is going to make that, somebody smarter, and you want that behind your...
I think his son get trained well. And I mean, you got to go to flight school for sure.
Right.
But
I don't think you need to go to college to be a pilot.
But you and I can disagree with you without being disagreeable.
Let's do that.
21 after, okay with me.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that President Obama is anti-biblical and anti-Christian? On October 19th, 2010... Obama began deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence, an omission he's made on no less than seven different occasions. We'd like to help you understand how this is going to affect you in the near future and show you Bible prophecy jumping off the pages of your TV and newspaper. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, and ask for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens, good day. You make me smile.
You make me smile. A song that was number one during this week in 2010. I thought this song was older than that for some reason. Uncle Cracker. How did he get his name, Kenny?
I don't have any idea.
Really?
His real name is Matthew Schaefer.
Yeah, it can't be anything good. I'm thinking. Anyway. Yeah, one way or the other. All right, so anyway.
He got his big break doing the Adobe Drift Away.
Oh, yeah, that's him?
Yeah, he remade that song, and it became a massive
hit. I didn't remember that, Richie.
Yeah, so that's kind of how he got his start.
For passing that information along. The Doug Steffens Good Day program. We were talking earlier about this because of last week's focus on this fellow who said he was hearing voices. A lot of people, I objected and took exception to the people who were making fun of those people who hear voices. I hear voices all the time. It may not be the voice. It may not be
somebody talking
sound.
Down the line to you.
Sometimes,
from Washington to Boston.
I hear that all the time, yes. But it may be other things. I get ideas. We have our instincts. Your gut tells you things. It speaks to you. That's not, however, what this technology is. I had Kenny look up. It's Honosonics, right? H-O-N-O-S-O-N-I-C. Yes,
I think it's H-O-L. I couldn't find anything for H-O-N.
All right. Well, here's what you do. You can go. There's a story that I found about a machine. Researchers have developed technology that can project a beam of sound so narrow that only one person can hear it. It's directed audio.
Really?
It comes from right in front of you, even when you're... It may be transmitted from 100, 200 yards away, but it comes right to you, like you had a headset on, like what I'm wearing now, Richie's wearing, and Kenny are wearing. So
let me see where you're going with this. The CIA could be beaming
you a voice telling you to do something,
and you think you're going crazy, and you have to do it.
Yep. They're called LRADs, long-range acoustic devices, and they can be used to put voices, noise. Some people think they hear the voice of God, for example. Voices from God are a big thing. As a matter of fact, I think in Arab culture, there are a lot of people who will tell you, in our culture, I think, again, back to intuition, what I hear, what I sense, are messages from people who have, and actually we ought to ask our psychic this. You know what? On Wednesday, when Lisa Lano is here, let's ask her this question about voices, all right? Because I think this is something that, as Richie just suggested, could be very, the implications here are very dangerous.
I'm pretty sure every time I go to the Dogfish Ale House and order a pizza and a beer that the voices inside my head are telling me to do that, because I would never do that on my own.
Remember the, of course not. Do you remember the song Lion Eyes by the Eagles?
The Eagles, yeah.
Right. So I'm figuring there's a Lion Ears song around someplace, and we ought to maybe have the same, it ought to... just have the same implications. Why not, right? Lion ears, your ears.
It's an interesting thought.
Play tricks on you.
It explains a lot of the things going on in my head.
Yeah, and mine too, as a matter of fact. Yeah. 28 minutes after the hour on the Good Day program.
This is Ted Cruz. Obamacare is only days away, and it's a disaster. It's the number one job killer in America, and it's forcing people into part-time work. People who are struggling are paying higher rates or losing their health insurance altogether. President Obama has granted waivers to big corporations and to Congress. How about a waiver for hardworking Americans? Let's bring back jobs and stop government bureaucrats from getting between us and our doctors. Sign the national petition to defund Obamacare. Politicians aren't listening, but you can make the difference. Pick up the phone now and help us send a message to Washington.
Call 1-800-383-4547 to sign the voice petition to defund Obamacare. That's 1-800-383-4547. This is our last chance to stop Obamacare. 1-800-383-4547. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in the cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian zing? They got Asian zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife.
Except on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest man in football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval. See store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5.
The GC and Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Ed Foreman, one of the gurus of life, LSD, user laughing, singing, dancing. His motto is, I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific.
So let us
take that and work it through as we go through some more time here on the Good Day program with the issues of the day, the best stories of the day. Rich McFadden at the controls of our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler is here. The ladies will be trickling back with her influence. Roberta's moving. Who knows how long that's going to take her. And so I pull no hope for her.
I can't imagine what she's pulling out of that garage and attic right now.
I've been in that house for 29 years. Can you imagine? I think about what would happen if I had to sell the farm, the things that I have accumulated in every nook and cranny in the shop and the barns and things. It's just amazing. We all collect all kinds of things.
Just leave.
Yeah, right. somebody responding. Listener, Pastor Dave, who's in Charlton, Massachusetts, sent this email along after listening to the conversation we were having about the hearing of voices and whether God is responsible and that sort of thing. He says, after a worship service at my church, a mother with a fidgety 7-year-old told me how she finally got her son to sit still, be quiet, and listen. About halfway through the sermon, she leaned over and whispered, if you don't be quiet, Pastor Dave is going to lose his place, and he'll have to start the sermon all over again.
Oh.
That apparently worked. Listening to what's going on. The Chinese are in the news today.
Yeah, what are the Chinese up to?
The Chinese hackers are now focused on drone technology. There's a Chinese hacking operation that has targeted 20 defense contractors around the world. New York Times story over the weekend suggests the hackers have a strong focus on drone technology that affected companies that were actually using Chinese parts in the drone. So So let's try to understand this. The Chinese are manufacturing these drones, and apparently they're installing some device in whatever it is that they're developing that would make it easier. Now, whether they know it or there is somebody that's complicit with them, I don't get that from reading the story. But the foreign ministry in China even claims to be a victim of this. Things kind of get complicated over there. The hacking group is called Comment Crew, and they've been tracked to the People's Liberation Army. And the People's Liberation Army is not necessarily always on the same side of the street as the political government in China.
Right, not the friendliest bunch of guys on the street.
No. No, I think you
said it. Well, right, let's connect that to something I've been kind of looking at this morning.
Okay.
Many of the goods that we use, buy, purchase, and sell here in the United States are made in China, including the iPhone. And the new iPhone S that was released last week has a new feature on it called fingerprint identification, where if I want to buy a song, a book, whatever it is, through my iTunes account, all I have to do is hit the home button, and the home button recognizes my thumbprint or my fingerprint, and I'm instantly authorized. I don't have to sign in with my username and password and all that kind of stuff. And it has a lot of people in the privacy world a little bit upset, so much so that Senator Al Franken has decided to rip off a letter to Apple saying, we want some more information on this.
I know.
This could be dangerous to the security of our citizens.
Certainly could.
And Apple pretty much ignored him, but says that the technology actually boosts security and that the app that controls your fingerprint identification can in no way speak to any other app or information on your phone. It's kind of like in a little jail cell by itself. And technology experts say that this is certainly better than the thumbprint technology we had before, but until we get out and play with it, you never know. So let's look at the fact that these phones and this technology was not developed in China, but built in China. Let's say these PLA guys get inside the manufacturing plant of these phones and have something to where they can send back your fingerprint information and login information back to them, and they start hacking all of our accounts. Me, I trust the iPhone. I trust the technology. I probably wouldn't have a problem using it, but it just makes you think.
It certainly does. Makes you think a lot, frankly. Thinking of being thoughtful, here's the story. There's been a lot of back and forth on toiletries, toilet paper, that sort of thing. I'm going to give you an update on something that's pretty important related to this. Plus, what's going on at the company that has been vetting these various people for private security jobs, the USIS security firm. I'll tell you why they've been screwing up in a moment. This is the Good Day.
Toilet paper in the news coming up.
Toilet paper up next in the news on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This report brought to you by Bank of America. On Tuesday, September 17th, experts in education, technology, and finance gathered at the annual New York Times Schools for Tomorrow conference. Participants discussed how to close the widening gap that exists between access to technology and comprehension and understanding of the information. A key theme was the need for better financial education. According to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly 4 in 5 U.S. adults feel it is difficult to learn about personal finance. 1 in 3 say their lack of financial knowledge has led them to poor financial decisions. Aditya Bassin, Bank of America, said, few would disagree that America needs better money habits. Mobile and online resources make financial education almost ubiquitous, but also add to the complexity. We see an opportunity to simplify financial education and empower America's youth so they can make better informed financial decisions. To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go. But only if you activate the service.
So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tonight on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returns.
This is the voice.
And guess who's back? Christina and CeeLo together again with Blake and Adam.
I love Maroon 5.
Sorry, I don't know how to respond when you say something nice.
They're reunited and it feels so good.
He speaks one language over there.
It's called winning.
The voice returns tonight, followed by James Spader in the premiere of The Blacklist, the show USA Today calls the fall's best new drama, tonight on NBC.
The Dexter Stephen Good Day program on every day, Monday through Friday. Depending on how long you listen, you can get 6 hours of it if you like. Fresh program every day. Some people listen for 3 hours. Some people listen for 40 minutes. Some people listen for 10 minutes. Whatever it is you can give us, we'll give it back to you in spades, because you can go to DougStephan.com and actually listen. We have a box there that has all of the archives, whether it's the hour by hours, whether it's special guests and special information. Help yourself to the big ideas that are all part of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, including, but not limited to, the discussion of toilet tissue and the problems that some are having disposing of the thick pads. Instead of using toilet tissue, some women and men are using these thicker pads, but they aren't good for the system.
They're being sold mostly for kids. You know, the baby wipes.
Right.
The flushable baby wipes.
Yeah. Well, not so fast on the flushables. Meanwhile, there's another problem with toilet paper.
What's
the largest manufacturer of toilet paper in the world?
China.
Nope.
Where?
Venezuela.
Really?
Yes.
Communist toilet paper.
Nagging shortages of products for the bathroom that are made in Venezuela. The socialist government there losing control because their price and currency controls are too rigid and they don't deal well with the fluctuations. We were talking earlier about things that are commodities that are that we have, like oil and coal and coffee and corn and whatever. These are all, well, the wood that's used for toilet paper, the pulp, is traded on the commodity markets as well. And because this company, Sundercop, S-U-N-D-E-C-O-P, it's been nationalized in Venezuela.
Sounds like a superhero.
They belong, I know it does. They say the problem belongs to the outside world that's trying to job the Venezuelans with the price of paper. They're putting the price up.
Right.
And Venezuela says, no, we're not going to pay it.
We're committing toilet paper war on you, Venezuela.
Right. In the meantime, these unscrupulous merchants are hoarding all of the products and the wood, so they can't make toilet paper. So there's going to be a worldwide toilet paper shortage
very soon.
So what are you going to use to wipe yourself then? Yes, that would be the crude question.
Banana leaves.
Listen, what happened before toilet paper? You grabbed a leaf in the woods? What happened before there were any toilets? Never mind toilet paper.
There are so many things that we use nowadays that are that are unnecessary. Toilet paper, I'm going to stick with the toilet paper.
Me too. Yeah, I'm going for the toilet paper. Thanks, Rich. But there are other
leaves can get crunchy.
Honest and true, have you ever done that?
Leaves?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mountain biking out in the middle of nowhere, and you got no choice camping. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Kenny?
My idea of roughing it is basic cable.
All right, let's get to the continuing saga of Mr. Snowden. It's really not about Snowden. This is about the USIS, the security firm that vetted both Snowden and Aaron Alexis.
Nice job.
No evidence has emerged that the company cut corners during the background checks of the two men, but...
So that's standard operating process?
But, right, to do a crappy job.
Right.
But former employees are happy to report that they left the company because of heavy caseloads, tight deadlines, and not enough personnel.
Oops.
Some people would be working 10 cases a day, and each one of them would only be allowed, they'd work 10 hours a day, they'd be allowed 1 hour per case. What are you going to find out? Back to our discussion earlier of where the best jobs are. This is the kind of private eye, ex-police job that is prevalent, and yet if they're trying to cut corners to make the money, I understand how you want to get to the bottom line, but I'm going to guess this company is going to either go out of business or they're going to have to change their MO really fast.
You know, here's the thing. I think they are the main company that
maybe
does the background checks for the United States.
Complicated. Maybe a little competition. How do they get that job? Who do they know?
Right. So you wonder who's out there that can they fill the gap?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there have been plenty of people looking for jobs.
I tell you.
And trained the right way.
I live outside of the Washington, D.C. area in Northern Virginia, and a couple times a year I get somebody knocking on my door saying, hello, I'm from the internal affairs, blah, 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 and we want to get some information on your neighbor, John Smith, and, you know, just ask you a few questions about him. Never once have they asked me, do you think he hears voices in his head?
There you go. By the way, this is just in time for the 21st century. The campus at Alabama, sororities have invited black pledges for the first time. And I said, as I started this, this is the 21st century. And now, for the first time, University of Alabama, they say diversity is on the rise. The campus place for inclusion and opportunity for black women to join sororities. My God. And they admit
you mean all
this
of the sororities, public, or just was there one who had never invited?
I don't get that, Richie, from this. I just get sororities letting black. 14 pledges offered to minority students, 6 accepted them last week. Come on, grow, get into the real world, will you? It's 12 before the hour.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Banning phrases like Merry Christmas seemed like a fad at first, but political correctness has moved way beyond academic speech and corporate policies into the world of legal rulings and government-imposed speech codes. The news is filled with stories about banning references to religion, race, or gender in our public schools. Many of us played along for a time because we don't go out of our way to offend people, and it seemed easy enough to substitute Happy Holidays for Merry Christmas. But if we look through the lens of liberty first, we realize that this is no place for government. America's founders understood that people must be free to think and say what they please, or our most basic right, freedom of speech, will soon lose its importance.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Just get recorded. is your basement? Where did you get this?
I'm doing this live right now. This is me and the Dutch Steffen band.
Really? The Dougettes.
That's right.
Richie and the Dougettes. Uh-huh. All right, this is, you hear the story about garage bands. This is a basement band at Rich's house. 51 after on Good Day.
Bathroom band.
Bathroom band.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
I'm going to give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Carrie.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only
to something.
Incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Blue
Straw
Dingle.
Boyden Dingle.
Boyden Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boyden Dingle.
Boyden Dingle. That's it. Right. No.
I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
So when I hear the theme from the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, I have goosebumps, first of all, on both my arms and my legs. I get happy because of all of the pleasure that came from the Carson Tonight Show, but I also get sad because he and McMahon are gone. And because of becoming friends with Ed later in his life, you think about what that iconic show and those people did, not just for late night, but they changed entertainment as we know it. So you'd be interested to know that NBC is prepping for the Johnny Carson miniseries. They have put into development at NBC a series based on the life of Johnny Carson, based on a book, a biography called Carson the Magnificent, An Intimate Portrait, that's being published by Simon & Schuster. The project will cover Carson's 30-year run as the host of The Tonight Show, as well as his childhood growing up in Nebraska, his secluded off-camera life, his friendships with some of the most beloved TV personalities. Casting the role of Carson has got to be a very difficult job. I can't imagine.
Man, who would play that?
I don't know, man.
Who could?
Yeah, I don't know. And who'd pay?
Matt Damon.
Play McMahon? Maybe.
Matt Damon.
Maybe that'd be good, Rich.
He's funny.
I find that this is this would be something that would come in prime time probably next May. When they, you know, push stuff like they're doing now with the Ryan Seacrest's, whatever happened to that $1 million whatever thing?
Still on.
Is it?
Yep.
I get a kick out of the Emmys.
It's like a flea on television.
Yeah.
Just trying to swat it away and it keeps coming back.
And the Emmys, the Ryan Seacrest home for too much. That was a good
bit. That's really funny.
That was a good bit, yeah. Good bits. The website today, DougStephan.com. Featuring another story, more controversy about the Common Core curriculum. A parent in Towson, Maryland, arrested at a public forum after vocally expressing his concern about the Baltimore County plan to use Common Core. Robert Small, a concerned father, so he dubbed himself, was forcefully removed from the meeting by a police officer after he interrupted Baltimore County School Superintendent Dallas Dance during the Q&A. The meeting apparently didn't allow parents to stand up and ask questions. Parents and other attendees were asked to write their questions down. This guy wanted to ask questions and to speak out against, as anybody who's got any brains ought to.
So the
security guard, this is a bad thing.
Was an off-duty cop and basically pulled him outside, handcuffed him, and as he was going out, he told everybody, ask questions, demand answers, don't be sheep.
Yep, and that's what happens in way too many circumstances, I think. We all have become sheep, and there's nothing that's good that comes out of that. Our poll, as a matter of fact, today at DougStephan.com, what do you think about Common Core curriculum? And if you don't know, this is your opportunity. This will affect you, your children, your grandchildren, whatever it is. Anyway, the poll is, what do you think about Common Core curriculum? I think it's a terrific idea. I think it's a good idea, but individual schools should have more input. It should be an option for schools, not mandatory. It's a bad idea to let government control our schools. I don't know what Common Core curriculum is, and I'm going to guess that that's the case with a lot of people. So I'm going to check out. Very dangerous for America. I think it is, anyway, and that's why we put the question up there. Reflect back if you'd like. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, or email to Doug@DougStephan.com.
Look, kid, on this job you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting, ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Westward promo or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit grainger.com/Westward promo for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.